You know who's been pretty quiet lately? Sydney City Mayor Clover Moore. We haven't heard much of Clover recently. I guess there's been a lot of focus on state and federal politics, so she's kept out of the limelight. Well, she's piped up today and she has a suggestion. I wonder what you think of her suggestion. She wants to stop calling people disabled, and instead she wants us to use this, access inclusion seekers. Access inclusion seekers. It's a bit wordy for a start. And I understand some people don't like being called disabled. Get it? It's more polite to say he or she has a disability, maybe. Or do you even need to make the differentiation anyway? So rather than using the word as a label, I guess if you say someone has a disability, it's only a description. But anyway, access inclusion seekers. Come on, is that what really would constitute instead of using the word disabled? Access inclusion seekers. Dear, oh dear. I'm never going to remember those words anyway. They're way too wordy. Now, the reason this has been suggested is because the council's overhauling its disability policies. And get this. The council's inclusion expert advisory panel, yes, they have one, of course they do, claims the term disability will soon become as offensive as the N word. N, yes, that one. Really? Someone has a disability and we won't be able to say that in future because it'll be offensive as the N word? What sort of a world will we be at that stage? Pretty twisted. Anyway, it's not even close to being on the same level. But I think Clover's been sipping a little bit too much of the Easter rosé. Access inclusion seekers. I wonder what other labels we should change. I think we should get in charge of this project. And we could come up, as host and listeners, with a whole heap of other politically correct terms. Maybe those who are vertically challenged don't like being called short. What should we call them instead? How about this one? Humanly grounded people. See, that's positive. They're close to the ground. That's a very good thing. We keep it positive. We keep it aspirational. Humanly grounded people. Does that sound better? Ben Fordham recently spoke with a woman who suggested cyclists should be called people who ride bikes because the term is dehumanising. What else is dehumanising? What about bikies? Maybe they don't like that label. I don't want to be called a bikie. Instead, let's call them colourful skin motorbike enthusiasts. What else do we need to change? Prisoners. Prisoners. Enclosed rehabilitation citizens. How about homeless people? Free-ranging city dwellers. I can keep going. Footy players. They can be larger gentlemen who like aggressive hugs. But what do you reckon? Access inclusion seekers. Give me a break.